Aries, March 21 to April 19. Poet Susan Howe describes poetry as an amorous search under the sign of love for a remembered time at the pitch-dark fringes of evening when we gathered together to bless and believe. I'd like to use that lyrical assessment to describe your life in the coming days, or at least what I hope will be your life. In my astrological opinion, it's a favorable time to intensify your quest for interesting adventures in intimacy, to seek out new ways to imagine and create togetherness, to collaborate with allies in creating brave excursions into synergy. Taurus, April 20 to May 20, social reformer Frederick Douglass, 1817 to 1895, had a growlery. It was a one-room stone cabin where he escaped to think deep thoughts, work on his books, and literally growl. As a genius who escaped enslavement and spent the rest of his life fighting for the rights of his fellow black people, he had lots of reasons to snarl, howl, and bellow as well as growl. The coming weeks would be an excellent time for you to find or create your own growlery, Taurus. The anger you feel will be especially likely to lead to constructive changes. The same is true about the deep thoughts you summon in your growlery. They will be extra potent in helping you reach wise practical decisions. Gemini, May 21 to June 20, conduct your blooming in the noise and whip of the whirlwind, wrote Gemini poet Gwendolyn Brooks. I love that advice. The whirlwind is her metaphor for the chaos of everyday life. She was telling us that we shouldn't wait to ripen ourselves until the daily rhythm is calm and smooth. Live wild and free right now. That's always good advice, in my opinion, but it will be especially apropos for you in the coming weeks. Now is your time to endorse the splendor splashes, and sway in wicked grace, as Brooks would say. Cancer, June 21 to July 22. Don't look away, advised novelist Henry Miller in a letter to his lover. Look straight at everything. Look it all in the eye, good and bad. While that advice is appealing, I don't endorse it unconditionally. I'm a Cancerian, and I sometimes find value in gazing at things sideways, or catching reflections in mirrors, or even turning my attention away for a while. In my view, we crabs have a special need to be self-protective and self-nurturing. And to accomplish that, we may need to be evasive and elusive. In my astrological opinion, the next 2 weeks will be one of these times. I urge you to gaze directly and engage point blank only with what's good for you. Leo, July 23, August. 2-2, tips to get the most out of the next 3 weeks. 1. Play at least as hard as you work. 2. Give yourself permission to do anything that has integrity and is fueled by compassion. 3. Assume there is no limit to how much generous joie de vivre you can summon and express. 4. Fondle and nuzzle with eager partners as much as possible. And tell them exactly where and how it feels good. 5. Be magnanimous in every gesture, no matter how large or small. 6. Even if you don't regard yourself as a skillful singer, use singing to transform yourself out of any mood you don't want to stay in. Virgo, August 23 Sept. 2-2, in the coming weeks, you should refrain from wrestling with problems that resist your solutions. Be discerning about how you use your superior analytical abilities. Devote yourself solely to manageable dilemmas that are truly responsive to your intelligent probing. P.S. I feel sorry for people who aren't receptive to your input, but you can't force them to give up their ignorance or suffering. Go where you're wanted. Take power where it's offered. Meditate on the wisdom of Anais Nin. You cannot save people. You can only love them. Libra, September 23, October. 2-2, Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh was born under the sign of Libra. He said, the root word, Buddha, means to wake up, to know, to understand, and he or she who wakes up and understands is called a Buddha. So according to him, the spiritual teacher Siddhartha Gautama who lived in ancient India was just one of many Buddhas. And by my astrological reckoning, you will have a much higher chance than usual to be like one of these Buddhas yourself in the coming weeks. Waking up will be your specialty. You will have an extraordinary capacity to burst free of dreamy illusions and murky misapprehensions. I hope you take full advantage. Deeper understandings are nigh. Scorpio, October 23, November. 2-1. I invite you to be the sexiest, most intriguing, most mysterious Scorpio you can be in the coming weeks. Here are ideas to get you started. 1. Sprinkle the phrase, in accordance with prophecy, into your conversations. 2. Find an image that symbolizes rebirth and revitalization arising out of disruption. Meditate on it daily until you actually experience rebirth and revitalization arising out of disruption. 3. Be kind and merciful to the young souls you know who are living their first lifetimes. 4. Collect deep, dark secrets from the interesting people you know. Employ this information to plan how you will avoid the trouble they endured. 5. Buy 2 deluxe squirt guns and 2 knives made of foam rubber. Use them to wage playful fights with those you love. Sagittarius, November 22nd Deck. 2-1, there's an ancient Greek saying, I seek the truth, by which no one ever was truly harmed. I regard that as a fine motto for you Sagittarians. When you are at your best and brightest, you are in quest of the truth. And while your quests may sometimes disturb the status quo, they often bring healthy transformations. The truths you discover may rattle routines and disturb habits, but they ultimately lead to greater clarity and authenticity. Now is an excellent time to emphasize this aspect of your nature. Capricorn, December 22, Jan. 19. Let's imagine you are in your office or on the job or sitting at your kitchen table. With focused diligence, you're working on solving a problem or improving a situation that involves a number of people. You think to yourself, no one seems to be aware that I am quietly toiling here behind the scenes to make the magic happen. A few days or a few weeks later, your efforts have been successful. The problem is resolved or the situation has improved. But then you hear the people involved say, wow, I wonder what happened? It's like things got fixed all by themselves. If a scenario like this happens, Capricorn, I urge you to speak up and tell everyone what actually transpired. Aquarius, January 20th Feb. 18. To honor your entrance into the most expansive phase of your astrological cycle, I'm calling on the counsel of an intuitive guide named Nancy the Mercury Priestess. She offers the following advice. 1. Cultivate a mindset where you expect something unexpected to happen. 2. Fantasize about the possibility of a surprising blessing or unplanned for miracle. 3. Imagine that a beguiling breakthrough will erupt into your rhythm. 4. Shed a few preconceptions about how your life story will unfold in the next 2 years. 5. Boost your trust in your deep self's innate wisdom. 6. Open yourself more to receiving help and gifts. Pisces, February 19 to March 20, author Colin Wilson describes sex as a craving for the mingling of consciousness, whose symbol is the mingling of bodies. Every time partners slake their thirst in the strange waters of the other's identity, they glimpse the immensity of their freedom. I love this way of understanding the erotic urge, and recommend you try it out for a while. You're entering a phase when you will have extra power to refine and expand the way you experience blending and merging. If you're fuzzy about the meaning of the words synergy and symbiosis, I suggest you look them up in the dictionary. They should be featured themes for you in the coming weeks. Homework. What's the best change you could make that would be fairly easy to accomplish? Newsletter.freewillastrology.com